Sweden is setting an example of generosity by accepting more refugees per capita than any other country in Europe, said the UN chief. According to media reports, the Scandinavian nation agreed to take in more refugees following the UN conference in Geneva Wednesday, calling on countries to help deal with the crisis by stepping up and doing their fair share. 1 in 2 Syrians will need resettling, according to recent UN estimates. Mr. Ban encouraged the people of Sweden to be even more ambitious in addressing the refugee challenge.
I know there are tensions and difficulties with receiving great numbers of refugees at one time, but I have been deeply moved by the many stories of Swedish hospitality and goodwill. My message to Sweden is to keep striving for solidarity. Recognize the economic dynamism that migrants and refugees make possible. Take a stand against negative and nativist narratives. Lead the way to more understanding, guided by the universal values set out in the UN Charter.
For almost 70 years, the UN chief said, Sweden has played a positive role in the United Nations and made an indispensable contribution to the organization's humanitarian and peacekeeping efforts. More than 80,000 Swedes have served in UN peacekeeping missions, and more recently, its troops have been deployed to Mali. One of the areas where Ban Ki-moon felt the country had made a particular contribution is in preventive diplomacy. He explained that other UN member states have been very strict in releasing funds for this important work.
It's much, much cheaper, maybe 100 times or even 1,000 times cheaper. Had we been able to address the Syrian crisis from the beginning, we might not have been able to spend billions and billions of money and so many hundreds of thousands of people. I think their lives could have been saved.
The Secretary General also welcomed the country's strong support for more female voices at the negotiating table, recalling that Sweden was the first to appoint a female permanent representative to the UN. He also alluded to Sweden's Anne-Marie Orler as the first woman to serve as the top cop at the UN in charge of over 10,000 police officers in various peace missions. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.